بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اعلموا انما الحیاۃ الدنیا لعب ولہو وزینۃ وتفاخر بینکم وتکاثر فی الاموال والاولاد کمثل غیث اعجب الکفار نباته ثم یہیج فتراہ مصفرا ثم یکون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders, before we commence with tonight's synopsis of the verse that I just recited, humble appeal is made for the brothers to come into the masjid and also kindly ensure that your car is parked correctly. There's a janazah salah that will be taking place at 10 o'clock. So inshallah after the program we have our break, and at 10 o'clock will be the janazah salah. So it will be many brothers who will be coming in after 9:30 for the janazah. So make sure that our cars are parked correctly so it becomes easy for them also to park their cars and the janazah won't be delayed inshallah. The second program inshallah will take place after the janazah inshallah. In this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِعْلَمُوا, know very well, أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبْ وَلَهُ, that this worldly life is la'ib. La'ib simply means a play. In Urdu we say khel. It is just one khel, one play. Exactly like how a child is amused by his toys, he plays, we allow the children to play, they play games, they play with their toys. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this word la'ib for the dunya. There is whole dunya and all the embellishments of this dunya, the decoration, the glamour, everything. What is it? It's just one play. Wallah. Lahun means something which is futile. It is futility. It's just a pastime. Wazina. It is a decoration. Allah has decorated the dunya for us. Allah has made it look very beautiful. We look at the meadows, the gardens, look at the sky and the earth and the trees and the plantation and the flowers and different colors. Allah Ta'ala has made all this a decoration. وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, and it is a rivalry between you. A person, when he is a small little child, first he'll play with toys, his la'ib. And as he grows older, now he no more plays with his blocks and his small cars. Now he plays bigger games, those computer games. Now he's got his cell phone and different other computer games. Now it's a pastime, it's love. And then as he grows older, now he's more interested and she's more interested in beautifying themselves, zina. He wants to wear the latest clothes which are in style and fashion. You'll find the young girl preening herself in front of the mirror. She wants to look very smart, very beautiful. She's got a handbag. She'll make sure she puts her makeup. They're very, very worried about how the outward appearance is. And as the person grows, then it's tafakhurun bainakum. That I've got so many properties. And I've got so many cars. And I've got, it's rivalry between one another. And وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, amassing wealth, just having plenty of wealth. Awlad, children, it's good to have children, but here it is that the person now boasts to others and looks down upon others. He feels himself to be superior. Allah sees this whole dunya, this is one big chakkar. From the time the child is small till the person becomes an old man, he's an adult. Now he's worried about big, big investments. Just like a little child who's playing that with the toy and amusing itself, passing time. If you take snatch the toy away, take it away from the child, how the child will put up a tantrum, become angry and cry and scream. Exactly like that when the child, now who's an adult, if that happens to him, somebody takes away his property, or there's some loss, or somebody does him down, exact thing happens. Now he begins to cry. He feels the pain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all these things are only temporary. This entire dunya, it's a fleeting world. We are, this world is not here forever and ever. A dunya faniya. Dunya is fani. It must come to an end. Must come to an end. And therefore Allah gives a beautiful example for us to understand this entire dunya with all its glitter, glamour, with all the plain amusement, with all the futility. Allah says, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ. The example is given like rain that falls down on the land and then crops begin to grow. Here the word kuffar has been mentioned, which does not mean disbeliever. Here it refers to the farmers. There's a reason why kuffar here means farmers. Nothing that the farmers are disbelievers, ma'adallah. The Arabic word kafara means to hide. It means they put the seed into the soil. So there's explanation to that. And it also shows us that we can't just look at the Quran and we understand some Arabic and try and make our tafsir ourselves. We will give wrong tafsir. Khair. The rain that falls down, it amazes the farmers. Why? Because you can see the beautiful, lush plantation, the vegetation, the crops, everything growing. They're becoming excited. But after some time, what happens? ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ. It begins to wither. It becomes pale, becomes yellow. فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرَّ. You see it yellow. ثُمَّ يَكُنُ حُطَامًا. Then it becomes like chaff, destroyed. What the animals now eat. This is the example of dunya given. Allah says, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Your focus is the akhirat. In tonight's Taraweeh, we had right in the beginning, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I'm sure every one of us knows this ayat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said, I have not created jinn and mankind except for my ibadat. That's the purpose of our life. We are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like how we mentioned in the other day, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. That in tell me, the person who takes his passions, his desires as his God, as his deity, he has become the slave of his passions. He has become in the bondage of his passions. Whatever his passions dictate to him and command, he obeys. He does not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas our maqsad, the object of why we have been created, jinn and mankind, is to worship Allah alone and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make Allah ta'ala happy. To do what Allah ta'ala expects us to do. And Allah wants us to prepare for that hereafter. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately warns us that if we are going to become amazed with this fleeting world and the embellishments of this world, the decoration, the glitter, glamour of the world, the gold and silver of this world, and we are going to become so consumed and so absorbed and so engrossed that we have no time to prepare for the hereafter, Allah says, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Then in the hereafter is a very severe punishment. But look at the kindness of Allah. Allah doesn't just want to instill fear in us and just make us worried. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately gives us hope. And in the same verse, the ayat hasn't ended. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. Two things Allah is going to give you. Remember in the hereafter, if you are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and you don't become caught in this trap of this dunya, and you make your efforts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are sincere, you are loyal, you will make mistakes, you make tawbah, istighfar, you will stand up, you will fall, you will stand up again, you will try, you will make amends, you will come with a penitent heart, you will repent, you will cry, you will shed those tears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you'll get the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And waridwan. And the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's happiness. In Jannat, when the people will be enjoying the bounties of Jannat. And everybody will be so busy. We read Surah Ar-Rahman today. And if you go into the tafsir of Surah Ar-Rahman, really, it will bring a lot of joy to us. Allah talks so much about the hur'een. حُرُمْ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ. And the rivers and the fruit and even the Surah Waqi'ah also. So whilst everybody will be so engrossed in whatever bounty he is enjoying in Jannat or she is enjoying in Jannat, suddenly there will be a nur, an effulgence, a light that will cover every person. And everybody will look up And what will they see? They will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the jannatis, the inmates of paradise, when they will look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will forget all the other bounties that they were enjoying in Jannat, the beautiful bounties. And they will be so engrossed. They will just stare at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful sight it will be. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us that occasion. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh my jannatis, is there anything that you still require? I still have something to give you. The jannatis, the inmates of Jannat will say, oh Allah, you have given us everything. What can they be that you haven't given us? Alam tubayyid wujuhana? Have you not brightened our faces? Have you not done this for us and that for us and given us this and given us that? Have you not saved us from the fire of Jahannam? Have you not saved us from the chastisement of hellfire? Have you not entered us into those gardens of paradise and given us so many bounties to enjoy forever and ever? Allah says, yes, there's one more thing. أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. I declare, I announce to you my happiness forever and ever, and I will never become naraz with you, I will never become disappointed with you, I will never become angry with you. And this is, in one verse, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. And this pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the greatest thing. That is the ultimate success. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And this worldly life is nothing but goods of deception. It's just deception. Everything looks very glamorous, very juicy on the outside, very beautiful, very rosy. But inside there is a poison. So whilst we have to live in this world, we have to fulfill our necessities. There's no doubt about it. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to just sit back, relax and become beggars. No. Allah Ta'ala wants us to work, to earn a halal rosy, to acquire a halal livelihood, but there are limitations. This dunya is a prison for the believer. There are limitations. We can't go beyond these limitations. It must not happen that this child who is playing with his blocks and toys and he becomes so engrossed the entire day, he does nothing else, he has no time even to eat and drink and do any other thing. The mother will take the toys away and tell the child, now you go to sleep, you go to rest. So this big child, this adult now, he cannot be just consumed to such an extent that now his sleep goes away. Now he has to take sleeping tablets if he requires to sleep. And all the time his mind is working and working and working and working. That tomorrow I've got to do this, and this sale, and that appointment, and I've got to make that deal, and that container has not come. I need to do this, I need to do that. What happens? Let us be honest to ourselves. Let us be honest. When a person becomes so consumed, so engrossed, so absorbed, a time comes in his life, Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Let us look at our own selves, our own weaknesses. A time comes when greed sets in. And when this greed penetrates into the person's heart, now he becomes blind to haqq, towards truth. And then he forgets Allah's commandments, Allah's prohibitions. Then what is haram? Now he would not regard as haram, but just to make some extra money. Even if it means he must involve himself in fraud, he will do it just to make extra money. If it means he must steal, he'll steal. If it means he must gamble, he will gamble. If it means he must charge interest and take interest, he will do it just to make more and more dunya. Why? Greed is set into him. And this is what Allah does not want from us. This is what Allah Ta'ala is stopping us from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore says that this worldly life is just goods of deception. What Allah wants from us? Allah says, sabiqu. The word sabiqu has been explained previously. This word is yusabiqu and sari'u. Sabiqu simply means to race. In Arabic, musabaqa means a competition, a race. Two or three people running a race. And they want to see who's going to come out first. Allah says, run, compete, hasten, rush, vie with one another, V-I-E. Run with one another. Towards what? إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Towards the mercy of your Allah. This month of Ramadan, right from the beginning, the mercies were pouring down. Who has gained more mercy than the other? Allah knows best. But the competition had already begun. The winner, Allah will know who is the winner. Who gained most mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Ramadan hasn't ended as yet. Allah give us life, Allah make us see to the end of Ramadan. We still have this competition which is on. And every one of us are racing. And everyone can gather maximum maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All Allah wants us to open, to spread our hands out and beg as beggars from Him. And Allah will pour that mercies upon us. Allah says, سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Rush, hasten, compete with one another towards the mercy of your Rabb and also that Jannah. عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Even in the fourth para, very similar verse. That the width, Allah does not talk about the length and how huge Jannah. Allah only talks about the width of paradise. And Allah says, the width is the distance between the sky and the earth. Why sky and earth? Some commentators say the biggest thing that man can see around him is the sky. Oh, as huge as the sky. And the earth looks so far, so vast. So Allah has used these two things to show us vastness of Jannah and how huge Jannah will be. It has already been prepared. It's already created. Uiddat lilladhina amanu. For who? For the believers. For the believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أُعِدَّ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ, and who believe in all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, this is Islam. We believe in Adam alayhi salatu salam. We believe in Dawood alayhi salatu salam. In Musa alayhi salatu salam. Isa alayhi salatu salam. Every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in all the prophets of Allah. And of course, the final Nabi, the Khatamun Nabi, and the seal of prophets, the final messenger with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us His Jannat. Allah has given us His Maghfirah. Allah gives this favor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah is the most powerful. Allah has got favor. He is the bestower of favors, of great favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. Allah is so kind. ذُو الْفَضْلِ. The word fadlun means favors in simple English. But of course there's a more deeper meaning. Allah gives us favors and bounties throughout our life. How many times we almost met up with an accident. At the last minute, it was impossible to avert that accident. And suddenly Allah Ta'ala saved us. So many times we were so worried. We went for x-rays, we went for blood tests and this test. And everything was clear. So many times this happened and that happened. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah Ta'ala wants to give. And He gives us in the world as well. It's not that Allah only gives us in the hereafter and gives us nothing in this world. Allah lets us enjoy in this world. Allah wants us to be happy in this world as well. But we don't lose focus of Allah's maghfirat, of Allah's pleasure, of the Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala is our creator. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Let us go back home tonight, inshaAllah, pondering over this verse every single day of our life. The moment we become greedy, think, what is all this dunya? It is goods of deception. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah help us to bring the sharia in our lives. Allah must make us love the sharia of Islam. Allah Ta'ala must make us love the Quran, love the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. Allah must make us love the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. We must become practicing Muslims. We must become such type of Muslims that others just looking upon us, just looking upon us, looking at our dealings, the manner in which we talk, the manner in which we do our business dealings, and the manner in which we conduct ourselves in public. People must just look at us and they want to be like us, and they want to embrace our religion. Tonight is also an odd night, as I mentioned the other day. 21st night, flight has already left, gone. 22nd is gone. 23rd is an odd night. Allah knows best. It could be Laylatul Qadr. And it is so strange that the Laylatul Qadr nights, they all look so similar. In fact, the odd nights, it's so difficult to differentiate sometimes. Everything becomes so still, so serene. But our job is to beg from Allah and to cry and shed those tears. Let us not be feel shy, embarrassed, what this one will say. We are all slaves of Allah. Think it is the day of Qiyamah. It is the day of judgment. We are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is looking at us. And Allah wants us to plead to Him now. and save us from going to Jahannam. And there's your last chance Allah Ta'ala gives you. How will you react? How will you cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like the pupil who just needs one mark to pass his exam. And teacher calls him to the table, looks at him, looks down, looks at him. All the teacher wants him to beg, please sir, please, just pass me. And the teacher is saying, no, I can't. You'll plead. Even if you hold the teacher by his hand, you will cry, you will tell him, please, you will tell him, you make a lot of promises to him. Allah Ta'ala wants us to plead. Allah wants us to show that we are faqir, we are fuqara, we are beggars. Allah loves it. And then He will give it to us, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Guru Sharif, Allahumma salli wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Naziri, Allah, Shahidi, Allah, Ma'i, Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala make all of us zakirin and shakirin. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be done every single day. Especially when we are all alone in the room, whichever place we are, we should sit solitude and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder and reflect over Allah Ta'ala's greatness and think of all the sins we have committed and say la to all those sins. Say la to all the faults in our hearts and fill only Allah. We say illallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept our du'as, may Allah Ta'ala accept our zikr, inshaAllah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله
اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah, my most kind Allah, my most beautiful Allah, my most generous Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, you are so loving, my Allah. You are full of honor, my Allah. You are full of dignity, my Allah. All praise belongs only to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the king of all kings, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the control of every single thing, my Allah. Our lives are in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight is an odd night, my Allah. Your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that we should search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight being the 23rd night, you alone know best, my Allah. Ya Allah, the knowledge of Laylatul Qadr only you have, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us Laylatul Qadr night. Ya Allah, you grant us this Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. This night of power and majesty, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, sabki maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, sabko bakhsh de, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai. Ya Allah, hum mujrim hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, lekin tu afoon hai, tu kareem hai, tu bakhshne wala hai, tu meherban wala hai. Ya Allah, meherbani is in your hands, my Allah. Raham is in your hands, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. You get happy when the banda turns towards you and he begs you for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah. In Zunnun Misri Rahmatullahi Ali, when he saw the little child, the mother spanked the child and threw the child out of the house, and this little child was wandering in the gullies, crying and crying. Who was he crying for? He was crying for his mother. He was saying, Amma, Amma. And finally he goes back to his house and he sits on the doorstep and he cries and he cries and he cries. He sobs and he begins to wail and his mother feels pity for him. The mother looks from through the peephole. She sees a little child and she opens the door. She grabs the child with love and she presses her child onto her chest and she kisses her child and she forgives the child. Oh my Allah, you have got far more mercy, far more love for us, my Allah, than this mother has for her child, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you dearly, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for becoming disobedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, my Allah. We confess, my Allah. We committed many, many, many sins in our life, my Allah. Major sins, my Allah. Minor sins, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, in offices, in schools, in colleges, in our workplaces, at homes, my Allah, in resorts, my Allah, in different countries, my Allah, ya Allah, in different places, my Allah. We thought nobody was watching us sometimes, my Allah, but ya Allah, you were watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you saw us committing those sins, my Allah. We angered you, my Allah. You could have punished us the same time, my Allah, but ya Allah, you did not punish us, my Allah. In fact, you concealed those sins, my Allah. You hid those sins from the people, my Allah. You did not divulge those sins to others, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghaffar al-dhunub, Sattar al-Uyub. My Allah, you hid those sins. You conceal those faults of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us these begging bowls, my Allah. Ya Allah, these hands that we have, these fingers that we have, my Allah. We have raised our hands towards you, my Allah. You have said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Call me, supplicate to me, make dua to me. I will respond to you. I will answer your dua. Oh, my Allah, in this large gathering, there are so many people here, my Allah. Oh, my sisters, people sitting at home, my Allah. People making i'tikaf, my Allah. We just perform tarawih salah with your kindness, with your mercy. Ya Allah, with the tawfiq from you, my Allah. You gave us the ability. You brought us to the masjid, my Allah. We have not come on our own, my Allah. We are too weak, my Allah. We are too lazy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you brought us, my Allah. We have become slaves of our passions and desires, my Allah. Shayateen are changing in Ramadan, my Allah. We cannot blame the shayateen now, my Allah. Our passions and nafs, my Allah, have become dominant, my Allah. They have overpowered us, my Allah. They have subdued us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you brought us into your house, my Allah. Don't make us go back empty-handed, my Allah. It is impossible you'll make us go empty-handed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the King of Kings, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will give and give and give, my Allah. Your treasures never become exhausted, my Allah. Your treasures are always full, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. We beseech you, my Allah. We don't have the words to praise you, my Allah. We don't have the words to ask and beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at your pitiful face, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become so hard, my Allah. We can't even shed a tear, my Allah, of repentance, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maafirma. Ya Allah, you are kareem, my Allah. We ask you by your ismi azam. We ask you by your beautiful names, my Allah. You are awwal, akhir, zahir, batin. Ya Allah, you are mu'izz, Muzil, Sami', Basir, Hakam, Adal, Latif, Khabir, Kareem, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Mughni, Samad. Ya Allah, you are Ghani, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are independent, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are independent, my Allah. You don't need any one of us, my Allah. The skies are in your control. The sun, the moon in your control. The stars are in your control. The earth is in your control. The world is in your control. Every planet is in your control. The mountains are in your control. The oceans in your control. The animals, the insects are in your control, the birds are in your control, the rivers in your control, angels in your control, the jinn in your control, mankind in your control. My Allah, you are the owner of the day of judgment, my Allah. You are the creator of dunya. You are the creator of the akhirat, my Allah. You are the creator of Adam alayhi salatu salam, Dawud alayhi salatu salam, Musa alayhi salatu salam, Isa alayhi salatu salam, Suleiman alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, you have created Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi. You made him the final Nabi. You chose weak people like us, my Allah, to be in his blessed ummah, my Allah. You chose weak people like us to be in his blessed ummah, my Allah. This ummah which was favored by you, my Allah. This ummah which came last into this world, but in the words of your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will enter into paradise first, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the special ummah, my Allah. Out of your kindness upon us, my Allah, we did nothing to earn us this, ya Allah, this title, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did nothing to earn us this favor and bounty, my Allah. We make shukr to you, my Allah. You bless us with iman, my Allah. You gave us iman, my Allah. You made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You gave us so many bounties, my Allah. We cannot even enumerate them, my Allah. Every day, every moment, every second of our life, we are breathing this fresh air, my Allah. You have given us water to drink. You have given us food to eat. You have given us clothing, my Allah. You have given us homes, my Allah. You have given us beautiful masajid. You have given us such a beautiful deen. You have given us such a beautiful Nabi. You have given us a beautiful ways, such a beautiful sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, Ya Allah, all our wrongs, my Allah. And Ya Allah, we acknowledge all the favors you have done upon us, my Allah. So many, so many. Those that we know of, and there are so many we don't even know of, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we have come to your doorstep tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tapping at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have conferred the title of fuqara upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we enjoy being beggars to you, my Allah. We are beggars, my Allah. We are unworthy slaves, my Allah. We are insignificant, my Allah. We are nothing, my Allah. We cannot brag and boast about anything, my Allah. Everything that we have is only from you. The knowledge that you have given us is from you, my Allah. The money that you have given us is from you, my Allah. The health and wealth is from you, my Allah. Every comfort and enjoyment is only from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghani, my Allah. You are Hamid, my Allah. You are full of praise, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You don't require any person, my Allah. We need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Open your doors of mercy for us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy for us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, teach us, inspire us with such a word, such a praise of you, my Allah.
Ya Allah, with such a begging word, my Allah, that if we use this word, my Allah, you will just shower that mercy upon us, my Allah. Even if it's just one glance of your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, one glance of your mercy, my Allah, is sufficient for us, my Allah, to become drenched in, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Tu maaf farma. Hum kaha jaye? Tu bata. Show us where can we go, my Allah. There is no other door we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your creation. You are Khaliq, we are Makhluq, my Allah. You are Raziq, we are Marzuq, my Allah. You are Ma'bud, my Allah. We are your Ibad, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, my Allah. Show us where can we go. Every other door is shut, my Allah. Every other door is closed, my Allah. All the kings of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are gone to sleep, my Allah. But the King of Kings, the King of Kings, he never sleeps, my Allah. Slumber and sleep never overtake him, my Allah. You are Hayy, my Allah. You are Qayyum. You are all living, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never sleep, my Allah. You never experience death, my Allah. You are all living, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will ask you again and again, my Allah. We'll ask you for forgiveness, my Allah. Because we have got mountains of sins on our shoulders, my Allah. Wash away those sins, my Allah. Obliterate those sins, my Allah. Wipe out those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our registers of deeds be, ya Allah, white and shining again. Full of good deeds, my Allah. Transform our bad deeds into good deeds, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. When we stand up from this gathering, my Allah, let us stand up in that condition that you make that angel announce, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Stand up in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. Stand up in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you, my Allah. Forgive our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are listening and crying, my Allah. So many are want to change their lives, my Allah. We have committed too many gunas, too many sins. We have disobeyed you far too long, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we made many promises to you in the past, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made false promises to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for that, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We are embarrassed, my Allah. We regret committing those sins, my Allah. We are remorseful, my Allah. We are ashamed of ourselves, my Allah. We have abandoned those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, please, my Allah, we beg you, whatever our condition is, my Allah, no matter what sins we have committed, my Allah, the greatest of sins, my Allah, we have not attributed any partners to you, my Allah, we have not made shirk to you, my Allah, la ilaha illa anta, la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu, la sharika la, la sharika la, Allah, you've got no partners, my Allah. You are Ahad and Samad, my Allah. You've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children, my Allah. You've got no person equal to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are one, my Allah. You are one, my Allah. You are one, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who committed zina, forgive them, my Allah. Those who committed riba, forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever sins we have committed, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. So many have felt that there is no tawbah for them left anymore because of the sins they have committed. Ya Allah, but you have mentioned, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. O my beloved servants who have oppressed themselves, who have disobeyed, who have done wrong, do not lose hope of my mercy. Ya Allah, you have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. That verily Allah forgives all sins. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning to you, my Allah. Whether it was zina, whether it was riba, ya Allah, whether it was any filthy guna we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we gambled, my Allah. Ya Allah, any person took alcohol, my Allah, or drugs, my Allah. There are so many youngsters, my Allah, who are making sincere tawbah, my Allah. They do not want to go back to drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, they know there's a filthy life, my Allah. Their lives have become ruined, my Allah. Their wives and family have left them, my Allah. They have lost their wives and children, my Allah. They have lost their parents and homes, my Allah. They are living in the streets, my Allah. They have gone to rehabs and rehabs and rehabs, my Allah. They want to change, my Allah. Ya Allah, the drug is in their blood, my Allah. It is in their system, my Allah. Ya Allah, again and again that they are tempted, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make them become tempted again, my Allah. Make their blood system become clean and pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, well, the medication may fail, my Allah, but you never fail, my Allah. You are Shafi, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, ya Allah. Things may be impossible for us.
Nothing impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each and every one of us Laylatul Qadr tonight, my Allah. Do not deprive any brother sitting here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive any person. They've come from far and wide, my Allah. They're sitting patiently, my Allah. They are tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making a lengthy dua, my Allah. Because we need so many things from you, my Allah. Our list is so long, my Allah. Do not deprive our mothers and sisters at home. They are elderly people, my Allah. Elderly women, my Allah. Elderly men who are sick and ailing, my Allah. They don't have the strength to come to the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have begged us to remember them in our du'as as well, my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah, the entire ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever they may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, my Allah. Bring them back onto sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Grant all of us hidayat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us the peace of mind. Give us the tranquility, my Allah. Give us that solace and comfort, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are becoming depressed people, my Allah. We are leading stressful lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are just getting finished in the chakkar of this world, my Allah. We have become caught in the embellishment of this world, my Allah. We have become consumed, my Allah. Absorbed and engrossed, my Allah. That we have no time for you, my Allah. No time for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you have bestowed so much of ni'mat in the month of Ramadan. Our tables are full of different types of food, my Allah. At iftar time, we have variety of dates, my Allah. So much of water, my Allah. So much of food. After Maghrib, we go home and we have a meal, my Allah. After Tarawih, we go home and have a meal again. At Siri time, we have meal, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so much, my Allah. But oh, brothers and sisters, my Allah. Masoom, little children, my Allah, in Syria, my Allah. They've got nothing to eat, my Allah. They've become refugees, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no shelter, my Allah. They've got no protection, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no food, my Allah. What a difficult Ramadan for them, my Allah. Ramadan will come to an end, my Allah. Ya Allah, what an Eid will they experience, my Allah. When our children wear new clothes, my Allah. They'll be enjoying and showing off their new clothes, my Allah. Ya Allah, the children, Ya Allah. They are our children in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, the zalimin, the oppressors, my Allah. Ya Allah, what hard hearts they've got. They've got no mercy, my Allah. When those little children are running away, they're hearing the bullets coming, my Allah. They're fleeing, they're crying and screaming and running away. And the oppressors chase them. And one by one, they kill them, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are killing our own, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is our condition, my Allah? What is our condition, my Allah? Forgive us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide the people in Egypt, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be Islamic government, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the right people rule, my Allah. In Tunisia, Ya Allah. In all the other countries of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, show the West, my Allah, that Islam is a peace, loving religion. We did not kill people. We did not persecute people. We love humanity. We want everybody to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. We want everybody to be entered into Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, this was the fikr and worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we have forgotten, my Allah. We have forgotten the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make us true da'is, my Allah. Help us to invite towards this beautiful religion, my Allah. Make us true da'is, my Allah. The jamaat, Ya Allah, they are going door to door, my Allah. Accept the efforts, my Allah. Da'ur tabliqi mehnat qabool farma. Gashr ta'alim qabool farma. The masajid, madaris, Ya Allah, the khankas, whatever good work they are doing, accept the efforts, my Allah. Let us not criticize people, my Allah. Let us look into our own faults, my Allah. Let us think of ourselves to be inferior, my Allah. We waste our Ramzan. We waste our fasting, gossiping, my Allah. And making ghibat, my Allah. Cutting tails and fighting and accusing people and slandering. Ya Allah, help us to control our tongues, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all sins, my Allah. Make us live a pure life, a happy life, full of bliss, of hayat tayyibah. Ya Allah, protect us from a straight life, Ya Allah, from a narrow life, from a tight life, from a miserable life, from a wretched life. Give us peace, my Allah. Give us peace in the world, my Allah. Give us peace in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, make every home get barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, pour your halal rosy from the skies, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal livelihood, my Allah. Make it be halal and wholesome and tayyib, my Allah. Give every person barakat in his rizq, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever needs are, my Allah, wa hajat, my Allah. There are brothers sitting here, they are depressed, my Allah. They've got some sickness, some ailments, may Allah. They've got some social problems, may Allah. They've got some domestic problems, may Allah. They've got some financial problems, may Allah. They've got no job, some of them, may Allah. Ya Allah, they're trying desperately, may Allah. Ya some who got no children, may Allah. They're trying, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different problems, may Allah. Somebody has got a court case coming up. Somebody has got a different problem, may Allah. Ya Allah, somebody's wife has left him, may Allah. Somebody's children has run away, may Allah. Somebody's child has become an addict, may Allah. Ya Allah, his whole Ramadan is spoiled, may Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home, they've got problems, may Allah. They've got needs, may Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Balihat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, nobody else can solve our problem but you, may Allah. We are not turning to any person but you, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have confidence, may Allah. We have certitude, may Allah, that you will answer our du'as tonight, may Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, elderly people, ya Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah SAW said that you must say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Our du'as will be answered, may Allah. Answer our du'as, may Allah. Remove all the hardships and difficulties, ya Allah, the ummah is faced with, may Allah. Especially our brothers here tonight, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing in hospitals, may Allah, grant them complete shifa, may Allah. All the marhumin of the world, may Allah. Especially our family members, may Allah. Especially our friends and mashayikh, may Allah. So many pass away in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, just now there'll be another janaza that we have to perform, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant all these marhumin the highest of stages in Jannat, may Allah. Give the family sabri jameel, may Allah. Ya Allah, also give us, ya Allah, good maut, may Allah. Give us shahadat in your path, may Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif, may Allah. Baril in Jannatul Baqee, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us baril in Jannatul Baqee, may Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah SAW, his intercession in the day of Qiyamah, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, grant us the Houthi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, make Rasulullah SAW be so happy with us on that day, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us be in his company, may Allah. Don't make us be far away from him, may Allah. In the dunya, we did not see him, may Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us, may Allah. Make us enter Jannat with him, may Allah. Without any reckoning, may Allah. Help us to cross pool sirat, ya Allah, with the speed of lightning, may Allah. Ya Allah, at the time when our a'mal be weighed, may Allah. Make our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, may Allah. Let there be no bad deeds whatsoever, may Allah. Ya Allah, let there be no bad deeds whatsoever, may Allah. Ya Allah, we haven't done proper ibadat, may Allah. We haven't appreciated you correctly, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our shortcomings, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family, our friends, our relatives, our musallis, ya Allah, all the masajid, especially this masjid, may Allah. Especially this masjid, may Allah. Ya Allah, especially this masjid, may Allah. And the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Haramain Sharifin, Masjid al-Aqsa, may Allah, and every other place, may Allah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah, ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr and azab of jahannam. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect our progeny from the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolest of wives, my Allah. So many of marriageable age, my Allah, find them suitable partners, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them find excellent partners who are deendar, my Allah, who are pious, my Allah. And bless them with healthy, pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who can't get any children, ya Allah, give them pious children, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya wasi' al-maghfirah, ya wasi' al-fadl, ya basit al-yadayn bir-rahmah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our chais tamanna, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, may Allah. And especially tonight, if it's Laylul Qadr, ya Allah, grant us. Whichever night is Laylul Qadr, may Allah, grant it to us this year. Ya Allah, grant it to us, ya Allah. Accept all our ibadat, may Allah. And make us see many, many more Ramadan with good health and afiyat. Protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.